Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about literary adaptation, The Call of the Wild.
The Yukon is a dangerous place. You never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck.
The latest take on Jack London's classic novel gives the story a family-friendly feel, minimizing the violence and playing up the cute animal antics. Instead of a real dog as the book's main character, Buck, this version uses all CGI animals, who interact with real locations and live actors including Harrison Ford. Ford plays a grizzled prospector who befriends Buck when the dog is kidnapped and shipped to the Yukon during the Gold Rush era. Ford only appears in about half the movie, though, and Buck spends time with other humans before becoming a companion to Ford's lonely old man. The CGI sometimes looks impressively realistic, and sometimes looks distractingly fake, and the tone shifts awkwardly from perilous wilderness adventure to cuddly animal-human bonding. It's a bit scary for little kids, but overall The Call of the Wild is passable family entertainment, if far too glossy and sanitized to be particularly affecting or memorable. I give The Call of the Wild 2.5 bells out of 5. For more movie talk, check out Awesome Movie Year, the podcast I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.